जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। निथाय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निथाय गौर हरि बोल। कलयुग पावन श्री नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31st चैप्टर एंटाइटल नारद इंस्ट्रक्शन द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 9. नारद उवाच तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तद्मनोवच नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तद्मनोवच नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनोवच ऋणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर. तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनोवच नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर. तज्जन्मतानि कर्माणि तदायुस्तन्मनोवच नृणां येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर. नारद उवाच. नारद सेड तज्जन्म दैट बर्थ तानी दोस कर्माणी फ्रुटिव एक्टिविटीज तद दैट आयु स्पैन ऑफ लाइफ तद दैट मन माइंड वच वर्ड्स ऋणाम ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स येन बाय विच ही सर्टनली विश्व आत्मा द सुपर सोल सेव्यते इज सर्व्ड हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड ईश्वर द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The great sage Narada said, when a living entity is born to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller, his birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind, and his words are all factually perfect. Purport: In this verse, the word Nrinam is very important. There are many other births besides human birth, but Narad Muni is hearing especially speaking of human birth. Among human beings, there are different types of men. Of these, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called Aryans. Among Aryans, one who engages in the devotional service of the Lord is most successful in life. The word Drinam indicates that lower animals are not expected to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. But in perfect human society, everyone should engage in the devotional service of the Lord. It does not matter whether one is born poor or rich, black or white. There may be so many material distinctions for one who takes birth in human society, but everyone should engage in the Lord's devotional service. At the present moment, civilized nations have given up God consciousness for economic development. They are factually no longer interested in advancing in God consciousness. Formerly, their forefathers were engaged in executing religious principles, whether one is Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, or whatever. Everyone has some religious institution. Real religion, however, means becoming God conscious. It is particularly mentioned herein that birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Activity is successful if it results in serving the Lord. Philosophical speculation or mental speculation is successful when engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The senses are worth possessing when engaged in the service of the Lord. Actually, devotional service means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. At the present moment, our senses are not purified. Therefore, our senses are engaged in the service of the society, friendship, love, politics, sociology, and so on. However, when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, one attains bhakti or devotional service. In the next verse, these matters will be more clearly explained. When one great devotee of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Lord, he said that all his desires were fulfilled. He said, "Today everything is auspicious. Today my birthplace and neighborhood are completely glorified. Today my senses, from my eyes down to my toes, are fortunate. Today my life is successful because I have been able to see the lotus feet that are worshipped by the goddess of fortune." Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तद जन्मतानि कर्माणि तद आयुस्तद मनोवचः नृणाम येन हि विश्वात्मा सेव्यते हरिरीश्वर. सो द ग्रेट सेज नारदा सेड, व्हेन ए लिविंग एंटिटी इज बॉर्न टू एंगेज इन द डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हु इज द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर, हिज बर्थ, ऑल हिज फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज, हिज लाइफ स्पैन, हिज माइंड एंड हिज वर्ड्स आर ऑल फैक्चुअली परफेक्ट. सो since last couple of chapters we have been discussing this episode of the Prachetas. So in the previous chapter, we have seen the activities of the Prachetas, and in this chapter, we'll be seeing the retirement of the Prachetas. So in the previous chapter, we saw how the Prachetas, after they were instructed by their father, Prachina Bharishad, who, although he was himself engaged in performing Karmakandi activities, he instructed his sons, the Prachetas, to go and perform austerities, because the father knew that without the sons being engaging in performing austerities, before they occupy the position of the king, it is very important for the sons to get purified. So as an ideal father, he told his sons to perform austerities, and the Prachetas underwent to perform austerities for 10,000 years, and on the way they met Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was very much pleased to see that these Prachetas are going to perform austerities in order to worship Lord Vishnu. So Lord Shiva, he spoke the Rudra Gita. So the Prachetas heard the Rudra Gita from Lord Shiva, and they went and recited these prayers to please the Lord, the Rudra Gita. And for 10,000 years, we see how the Prachetas performing austerities underwater, reciting this Rudra Gitam. And after doing that, the Supreme Lord is very much pleased. So in the previous chapter, we saw how the Supreme Lord came in front of the Prachetas, and he spoke very beautiful verses. He says that, Varam Vrinidam Bhadram Vo Yuyam Me Nripanandana Saurardena Pritak Dharma Tushtoham Saurdenava. So he says that, I am very much pleased with all of you Prachetas. Why? Ask for any benedictions you want. Varam Vrinidam Bhadram Vo. Why? Because you are sons of kings, Nipanandana, but together all the 10 of you have stayed unitedly with loving relationships, and you have performed this devotional service unto me. So therefore, I am very much pleased with you. So whatever benedictions you want, I am ready to give you. And then the Supreme Lord tells that, I have already arranged this girl Marisha, who is the daughter of Pramalocha and Kandurishi. She has been born by this Kandurishi and Pramalocha, but this girl Marisha has been brought up by trees. So I have arranged for her to get married with you. So you get married with her and you continue to do my service of populating this universe. And the Lord tells that, in this way you will rule for 1,000,000 celestial years. And finally, after everything is over, you will also attend devotional service and you will come back to me. So in this way, the Lord gave his darshan to the Prachetas. The Lord spoke to him. And the Prachetas also offered very beautiful prayers, which we saw in the previous chapters. The Prachetas glorified the beautiful form of the Lord. Namo namak klesha vinashanaya nirupito dara gunavayaya. And very beautiful prayers. And one prayer, it is same like Namo pankaja nabhaya, Namo pankaja malini, Namo pankaja netraya, Namaste pankajangre. So the Prachetas tell the Lord that, Lord, your lotus-like eyes is very beautiful. You have a lotus-like navel. You have a lotus garland which you are wearing very beautifully, and your lotus feet. So that way, very beautiful prayers the Prachetas offer the Supreme Lord. And after the entire episode is there in that chapter, now we see in this chapter the Prachetas are beginning to renounce. That is what is the beginning of this chapter. So we see, especially in this fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there have been many pastimes in which the great kings, after they have ruled for a significant amount of time, very long span that is mentioned, after responsibly ruling, they also, when the right time is there, they also take up to the path of renunciation. Like one time Govind Prabhu always, I like this point which he mentioned, that to become irrelevant at the right time is very much part of a relevant culture. So Govind Prabhu makes this point that in the Vedic culture, at the right time to become irrelevant or to retire, externally in one sense it becomes like irrelevant, materially one does not contribute. He is focusing on his core spiritual activity. To become irrelevant at the right time is very much a part of a relevant culture. So in the Vedic culture, the system is there, that brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So we see in the fourth canto many such episodes. Here we are seeing the episode of the prachetas who are entering into the renounced order of life. So like that we see different examples in the fourth canto where these great Rajarishis. It is not that Prabhupada in many purports he gives this comparison that these great Rajarishis, they rule, they had their power, position, they used in the service of the Lord when the time was there. And when their time came for retirement, they did never clinged on to their positions and powers. It is very difficult to give up position and power. And Prabhupada many times, he gives the examples of modern politicians who till the fag end of their life, they never want to give up their position and power. But these great Rajarishis, because they have previously performed a lot of austerities and tapasya, so therefore even when they occupy the throne, they do it with lot of purification, with proper focus. Why we have been given this responsibility? To serve the society, to serve the citizens, and till what time that service has to be done. Till another able person is there, they will do that service. But in doing the services, all the administration work, they never forget the prime goal of the human form of life, that is to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. So we see especially in the fourth canto, there are examples of many kings who ruled as an ideal king, served the citizens, they took up the position, power with proper responsibility, and when the other able person came, in some cases, the next generation person is still not yet ready. But still, they give up the position to the ministers and tell that whenever our children come back, please give it to them, we'll leave. We see the example in the fourth canto of Uttanapad, Maharaj Uttanapad. Maharaj Uttanapad ruled for a lot of time. And when Dhruva Maharaj was ready, then Maharaj Uttanapad, he handed over the position of the throne to Dhruva Maharaj. And at that time, Dhruva Maharaj was not even married. But still, Bhagavatam explains that Uttanapad did not wait for even Dhruva Maharaj to get married. Ideally, for a father, for the parents, to get the child married is a great joy and it's a great responsibility. But we see that here, Bhagavatam explains that how King Uttanapad did not even wait for Dhruva Maharaj to get married. He immediately left and engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. That is the first episode we see in the fourth canto. And then later on we see when Dhruva Maharaj, he rules for 36,000 years. And then after ruling for a lot of time, Dhruva Maharaj once he felt that now this material world is nothing but a dream-like situation. It's just illusory energy of the Lord. So now is the time to retire. So Dhruva Maharaj also retires and fully focuses. And then the third example we see is Anga Maharaj. Anga Maharaj has his son, King Vena. And Anga Maharaj tries his level best to give lot of teachings to his son, Vena. But Vena was very notorious child from his birth and all through. Vena was very much notorious. So Anga Maharaj became so much detached because of his son Vena that eventually he retired from family life and he also went to forest. And then the fourth example we see again in the fourth canto of Prithu Maharaj. How Prithu Maharaj, when he saw himself that he was getting old, so Prithu Maharaj immediately left and retired. And then before Prachetas, we saw the father of Prachetas, Prachini Barishad. Narad Muni came and very powerfully through this allegorical story of Puranjan, he preached to the Prachini Barishad. And the effect was that Prachina Barishad, he thought that when the Prachetas will come out of the austerities, then I will hand over the kingdom to Prachetas, then I'll leave. So Narad Muni sensed that very strongly, that strike when the iron is hot. So now is the right time for Prachina Varishad, that desire has come for him to renounce. So if he waits for the child Prachetas to come back, this desire may again it get covered over. So again, then Narad Muni tells the story of the deer, the allegory of the deer, and again the last straw that broke the camel's back. So finally, the Prachini Barishad said, okay, I should not wait till my sons the Prachetas come to take up the kingdom. I'll immediately, I should retire. So Prachini Barishad gives the responsibility of the kingdom to his ministers and tells that I'm going, taking retirement, and when the Prachetas come, you please hand over the charge of the throne to my sons. So in this way we see, in this chapter it is especially focusing on the Prachetas taking up to the path of renunciation and total retirement from all kinds of material activities, and especially in this fourth canto, five or six examples beginning with King Uttanapad, Dhruva Maharaj, Anga Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, Prachina Barishad and Prachetas. All of them at the right time they rule, and when the able next generation, some able king comes, or in some cases even when the king is getting trained, but when they think, they come to know that our time is over now. So that proper time to enter, to take responsibilities, and the proper time to exit. So Vedic culture is all about proper timing, which is not at all, that training is not there in this modern education, modern administration. Therefore Prabhupada explains that many kings and this government people, politicians, they hold on to their power position for a long time, and thereby the overall example that is set is very poor. So therefore one senior devotee was mentioning that how, when he was getting married and he went to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and he was asking, Maharaj, please give some instructions. Now I am getting married in a Grihastha life. So Maharaj said that ideal Grihastha ashram is, before entering the Grihastha ashram, you properly plan for your Vanaprastha life. That is ideal way of entering into Grihastha ashram. Because if proper planning for the next ashram is not there, one will always feel like staying attached in the household activities. So it's all about proper planning, when to enter, when to exit, so that in doing all the other responsibilities, one does not forget the prime necessities of life. And that senior Grihastha was also sharing that many devotees come to him for many guidance. They are around 60, 65, they have retired from the company, they are retired from the job. So many people come to him for guidance and all. But when this devotee tells that now you have all your bank balance, now is the time that after working for 30, 35 years, now Krishna has given you full time for you to take retirement, you can engage in core activities which you could not do before. So they tell that no, it is not possible because it's very difficult. So this devotee was telling that because they never practiced to that degree, it was becoming very difficult. And after 2-3 years, at the age of 63, 64, 65, they enter into another job. So therefore it becomes very difficult even as devotees who have been practicing, but because that focus was not there. So therefore after retirement, again when it is time to properly focus in Krishna consciousness, again one takes up to another job and again that same routine work is there. But we see here the example of very powerful kings who at the right time take up to retirement, even after ruling for many years, they also exit. So that's how here we see Prachina Barishad in the section is taking up to retirement, and it is explained that how the Prachetas, after they retired, Daksha has been put on the throne to continue, and then they left home and they went towards the west. It is explained there this Rishi, Jajali Rishi, has been practicing, and that side they go, And it is also explained that they were engaging in performing yoga asanas, yogic kind of process it is explained. At that time, Narad Muni comes. And when Narad Muni comes, they immediately get up from their seats. They welcome Narad Muni and very beautifully they tell that it is our great good fortune that we are able to meet you, my dear Narada. You are like the sun, you are traveling everywhere in order to give blessings to those people who are suffering in the darkest region of ignorance. So that's how, and then they ask the relevant questions. Yesterday we saw how Mahabhagat Prabhu was citing that this is a meeting of a disciple and spiritual master. So Pracheta is playing the ideal role of a disciple and the spiritual master Narad Muni has entered. So relevant questions have been posed by the disciple to the spiritual master. Yesterday Mahabhagat Prabhu was giving the example that somebody comes to the spiritual master and asks some material kind of a blessing or some material query. The spiritual master is not pleased. The spiritual master is there waiting to give his darshan, waiting to give his katha by which the disciple can progress in spiritual life. Like one time someone came to Prabhupada. Spiritual master knows everything. Yes, he knows everything. So whatever questions I ask to Prabhupada, can he answer? Yes. So the person comes and asks Prabhupada that how many windows are there in this building, Empire State Building in New York. So Prabhupada said this is irrelevant query. This inquiry is irrelevant. Even if I answer, how is it going to help you in your life? How is it going to help? So relevant questions have to be posed when the disciple comes in front of the spiritual master. Yesterday Mahaprabhu was explaining tadvidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. So approach a bona fide spiritual master, submissively inquire, render service unto him. Pranipatena, pari prashnena and sevaya. So three things are explained. Pranipatena, submissively approaching, pariprashnena, inquiry, and also it has to be connected with service. Then the spiritual master will reveal the deep spiritual truths because he has himself got revelation from his spiritual master. So that's how we see here that the Prachetas play the ideal role of a disciple and they are asking Narad Muni the relevant questions. And so we see throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam this combination of a relevant question being posed by the disciple to the spiritual master. How that combination is always there throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. In one sense, Srimad Bhagavatam nothing but questions and answers. From the first canto onwards, we see the disciple Shaunakadi Rishis, they are posing questions to Suta Goswami. Before Shaunakadi Rishis, they were engaged in performing all kinds of yajñas. They explain in the first canto 18 chapter. Karmin asmin anasvase dhumra dhumratmatman. So we were engaging in performing many kinds of yajña. But what did we get after doing all kinds of yajñas and everything? Because while performing yajñas, so many technical aspects are there. How to chant the mantra, when to do, what to do. So the time they invested in doing all the other activities, they said the result we got is our faces only became black. But the moment we met you, our dear Sur Suta Goswami, and you are nourishing our hearts by speaking Krishna Katha, so we express our gratitude to you. In the first canto, we see how the sages of Naimisharanya, when they met Suta Goswami, they asked six kinds of questions. And Suta Goswami becomes very much pleased. What is the duty of the living beings at? What is the ultimate good for people in general? That is the first question which the sages ask. Then they ask that second question, that there are many scriptures. And in many scriptures, there are many duties that are spoken of to be performed. We want to know the essence of all the scriptures. That is the second question which they ask. Then they ask that, please tell us, why did Lord Krishna take birth in the womb of Devaki and Vasudeva? We want to know about that. That is the third question which the sages ask. And the fourth question they ask, we want to know about Lord Krishna when he expands as the three Vishnus for creating this material universe. Karno Dakshai Vishnu or Mahavishnu, Garbo Dakshai Vishnu and Shiro Dakshai Vishnu. So please tell us about the activities of these Purusha Avataras, three Vishnus. And then the fifth question they ask about the Leela Avataras of the Lord. Lord Krishna had many Leela Avataras like Narasimha, Vamana, Varaha, Matsya, Parashuram. So you want to know about them. And then finally the sixth question they ask is when Lord Krishna disappeared, where did Dharma and Jnana take shelter of? So like this sincere queries are made. And Shona Sutta Goswami becomes very much pleased to hear that these queries are very much relevant. And that we see, even the fourth chapter of the first canto, we see when Vyasadeva is dissatisfied. And that time Narad Muni comes and then there is question and answers. We see in the towards the end of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami, what is the duty of a person who is about to die and what is the duty of a person at all times, under all places and under all circumstances. So a relevant inquiry is been made by the disciple to the spiritual master, and the spiritual master becomes really pleased when he hears that this relevant inquiry, which is going to help him for his advancement in spiritual life, and it is also connected to the Supreme Lord. Therefore it is explained that Vasudeva katha prashna purusham stin punatihi vaktaram prichakam shrotam tatpadasalilam yatha. Vasudeva katha prashna. Whenever there is inquiry which is connected to Lord Krishna, three kinds of people become purified. Vaktaram, the speaker becomes purified because he is speaking about Lord Krishna. Prichakam, the one who has asked the question. And Shrotam are the general audience who are sitting to hear. So all the three kinds of living entities become purified whenever there is discussion about Lord Krishna. So therefore, when relevant inquiries is made by the disciple unto the spiritual master, as the Prachetas are making here to their spiritual master Narad Muni, the spiritual master becomes really purified. Therefore, we see that whenever in the first canto and second canto also we see Variyan esate prashna. Variyan esate prashna krito lokahitam rupa atmavit sammatha pumsa shrotavyadishuyapara. The question which you have asked, Shukdev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, and the same lines Sutta Goswami also tells Shonagada Rishi, it is very glorious. Variyan, very glorious, because whatever questions you have asked, it is answers to this question is going to ultimately lead to topics of Supreme Lord Krishna. So therefore the spiritual master expresses his joy, his happiness when he sees that the disciple has posed relevant questions which is going to not only benefit him, it is also going to benefit so many other people. So therefore here also we see that the Prachetas, they are posing relevant questions to Narada Muni. They want to know that please enlighten us in transcendental knowledge, because this transcendental knowledge will act like a torchlight and by which we can cross the darkness of existence. So Prabhupada explains in one purport that in this material world, everywhere this question and answers is what continuously is being asked. Everywhere. Nice purport Prabhupada writes. This whole world is full of questions and answers. Prabhupada writes in one purport. The burst, beast, men are all busy in matter of perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds in the nest become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening also, the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. Then Prabhupada gives the example of the lawyers in the court or the businessmen in stock market. So everyone is doing these two things. Someone is asking questions and someone is answering. But Prabhupada says that the questions based on material topics, that is not going to satisfy a human being. Until and unless the top questions and answers are connected to devotional service of the Lord, directly Krishna, it is not going to satisfy human being. So therefore, so many questions are being posed, but very few are speaking about questions and answers which is ultimately leading to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So therefore, that is very important. So here, when the question about enlightenment and how can we cross the dark ocean of material existence, the Prachetas are asking Narad Muni. Immediately, Narad Muni is, as it is said, like shooting in the bullseye. This section he is speaking about the glories of devotional service. Narada. Therefore, in the previous verse also it is explained that Narada is Bhagavan Narado Muni. Narada is also explained as Bhagavan because one who can give Bhagavan to others, Narada, one who can give Narayan to others, he is known as Narada. So therefore, whenever the question is made to Narad Muni regarding what is the best way to cross over these oceans of Nishayans, how to get out of this samsara, immediately Narad Muni, without beating around the bush, he directly at the bullseye in this verse is explaining that a living entity is born to engage in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller. His birth, all his fruitive activities, his lifespan, his mind and words are all factually perfect. So Prabhupada in this purport is focusing on two points. He is focusing on the point Drinam. Drinam means human beings. So he says that especially this human form of life, it is the most rarest things that one has obtained. So therefore, in this human form of life, if one engages in devotional service, his human birth can become perfect. His lifespan can become perfect. Ayu, lifespan. Karmani is activities. Vachah is the words, mind. Everything can become perfect when engaged in devotional service of the Lord. So therefore, Prabhupada is focusing on two points. Drinam, human beings. Why? Because this human form of life is very rare. And that is the repeated theme in the Shastras we say that keeps on coming. How this human form of life is very rare. And in this rare human form of life, if one can engage in devotional service of the Lord, then he is the most fortunate. So therefore it is explained that Labdhva Sudurlabham Idam Bahu Sambhavante. So after passing through so many species of life, one gets this rare human form of life. Ridevamadyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanu Kulena Nabaswateritam Puman Bhava Bhir Natarensa Atmaha. Who is the Atmaha? Atmaha is the killer of the soul. Who is that? A person who has attained this rare human form of life. Nridehya Madhyam. So this human life is compared to a boat. So a boat is used to cross from one end to another end. So Bhagavatam explains that Nridehya Madhyam Pulavam Sudurlabham. So human form of human life is compared to a boat, and the spiritual master is compared to the captain, the expert captain who can properly navigate. And the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, they are compared to the favorable winds. So anyone who has received this rare human form of life, which is compared to a boat, and Srila Prabhupada and our guru as the captain, and the Bhaktivedanta purports, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is compared to the favorable winds. So after getting all this opportunity, if one does not utilize it to cross over the material existence, he is Atmaha. So therefore, repeatedly we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this theme, that human form of life is very rare. And in this rare human form of life, if one is able to engage in devotional service of the Lord, he is the most glorious person. Even in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that in the residence of Jambudvip, there the demigods are offering prayers there. So there also, very beautifully, the demigods, they say that Kalpayusham sthana jayat punarbhavat Shanayusham bharata bhujayovaram क्षणेन मर्त्येन कृतं मनस्विना संन्यास सम्यान्ते अभयं पदं हरेर। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज व्हेरी रेयर एंड द ह्यूमन बर्थ दैट टू इन दिस भारतवर्षा इज ऑल द मोर ग्लोरियस अपॉर्चुनिटी बिकॉज दिस डेमी गॉड्स दे आर ऑल रिसाइडिंग इन द हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स। सो एक्सटर्नली वन हु डज नॉट हैव नॉलेज इन द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड एंड टिपिकली वेन समवन डाइज दे से दैट दिस पर्सन हैज गॉन टू स्वर्ग, ये स्वर्गवासी हो गए। बट देन वॉट आर द डेमी गॉड्स हु आर रिसाइडिंग इन स्वर्ग, वॉट दे आर प्रेइंग दैट कल्पायुषाम स्थान जयात पुनर्भवात। दे से दैट ऑन वन साइड एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू लिव फॉर अ कल्पा लॉन्ग लाइफ स्पेन दैट टू इन ब्रह्म लोका दैट वर्सेस अ शॉर्ट लाइफ इन भारत भूमि। सो वॉट डू वी प्रिफर? अ शॉर्ट लाइफ इन भारत भूमि, क्षणायुषाम भारत भूजयो वरम। सो मोमेंट ऑफ स्पेंडिंग टाइम इन भारत भूमि इज मच मोर वैल्यूबल देन अ लॉन्ग लाइफ स्पेन इन ब्रह्म लोका। वाई? क्षणेन मर्त्येन कृतम मनस्विना। ऑल दो लाइफ स्पेन इज वेरी शॉर्ट बट इन दैट शॉर्ट लाइफ स्पेन वन कैन एंगेज इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस एंड ही कैन गेट द हाइएस्ट परफेक्शन। लाइक वी सी द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ खटवांग महाराज। वेन खटवांग महाराज केम टू नो दैट ही हैज ओनली वन मुहूर्ता, वन मुहूर्ता इज लाइक अराउंड 48 मिनट्स इज वन मुहूर्ता। इमीडिएटली खटवांग महाराज लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग एंड ही एब्जॉर्ब्ड himself and he attained the highest perfection. So Shukdev Goswami gives this example to Parikshit Maharaj that Parikshit, you have 7 days, you don't have to worry. I'll give an example of a person who had only one murta, 48 minutes. He perfected in 48 minutes. You have 7 days. So there is no cause of worry for you. You can easily perfect. So this human form of life is very rare and this human form especially in this Bharata Bhumi is all the more rare. So therefore these demigods tell that in the higher planetary systems there is Atishaya Indriya Utsavat. There is lot of pleasure there because of which we are totally distracted. Even if you want, we are unable to focus in engaging in devotional service of the Lord. And in the lower planets there is lot of suffering. In higher planets there is lot of pleasure. So therefore both extremes it is very difficult to practice devotional service. So therefore in this Bharata Varsha, in the Bhuloka, there is a mixture of pleasure and pain. So therefore this place, the human birth in the Bharata Bhumi, is a very conducive environment for one to practice devotional service of the Lord. So therefore we see that the scriptures repeatedly emphasize that anyone who has received this rare human form of life, Ranam, human birth, and if it does not engage in practicing devotional service of the Lord, he is totally wasting his life. So therefore we see here also that Prabhupada is writing that this word Ranam is very important. There are many other births besides human birth, but Narad Muni is herein especially speaking of human birth. And then Prabhupada says that how this human birth we have received after evolving through animal and all other births. And then Prabhupada also speaks about very nice point. Prabhupada writes, it is particularly mentioned herein that birth is successful if an interest in Krishna consciousness is taken. Activity is successful if it results in serving the Lord. Philosophical speculation or mental speculation is successful when engaged in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The senses are worth possessing when engaged in the service of the Lord. So the same principle Prabhupada explains that one's birth, one's activities, one's life span, one's mind and vachaha, vacha is words, everything becomes successful when it is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Like in the third canto this verse comes that giram anyad anyabidam asatim. Is that what begin? Nahi, uske pehle tathapi kirtiyam yanga यतामति यदाश्रुतम कीर्तिम हरेम स्वसत्कर्तुम गिराम अन्याभिदा सतिम। दैट इफ माय पावर ऑफ स्पीकिंग इफ इट इज नॉट एंगेज्ड इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड देन माय पावर ऑफ स्पीकिंग विल रिमेन unchaste. So here it is explained that how one's words becomes purified when it is engaged in the service of the Lord. The same thing Maitreya tells, that if I don't glorify the Supreme Lord, then my power of tongue, it has to vibrate. It will remain unchaste. Therefore he says, Ekanta labham vachasonu pumsam shushloka maule gunavadam ahu shuteshcha vidvabirupaskritayam katha sudhayam upasamprayogam. So the highest welfare activity that can be done, ekanta labham, that is shushloka maule gunavadam ahu, one has to engage the power of speech in continuously glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that way how one's words can become purified, how one's mind can become purified, Savai Mana Krishna Padar Vindiyo, like Amri Maharaj is teaching, how one's mind can be purified by engaging in the service of the Lord, how his birth can be purified, like Krishna tells that in the 10th canto this beautiful verse comes, Etavat Janma Safalyam. Here also, tad janma tani karmani. How can one's birth become purified? Krishna tells that, etavan janma safalyam dehina iha deheshu praner arther dhiyavacha shreyum acharanam sada. Etavat janma safalyam. Everyone is thinking about how can my human life become successful. Safalta kaise milegi manushya jivan mein. So Krishna is pointing out towards the trees and he tells that if someone is able to do good for others, etava janma safalyam dehina iha deheshu praner, if possible one has to give one's life for purpose of serving Krishna, fully surrender oneself. But someone may say that, oh, surrendering fully is very difficult. Okay, arthair, if you cannot give your life, you give some portion of your wealth for the service of the Supreme Lord. Oh, someone may say that, I do not have even wealth to give for the service of the Lord. Okay, diya, all of us have some intelligence, more or less. So whatever intelligence you have, you use it in the service of the Lord. Someone may say, I don't have intelligence also. So vacha. Vacha is words. With your words, you try to glorify the Lord. So beautifully Krishna says that etavan janma safalyam dehina iha deheshu praner arther dhya vacha shreyum acharanam sada. So if one is able to utilize his full life, if not life, some portion of his wealth, if not wealth, his intelligence, if not intelligence, then words. Like Prabhupada used to call 2-year-old Saraswati. Many times some people used to come and Prabhupada used to call her. In one bottle, Prabhupada used to keep the gulab jamuns that was dipped in sugar syrup. And then Prabhupada used to ask that, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Saraswati used to say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that simple question Prabhupada used to ask. And Prabhupada said, see, she is engaging her power to speak in the service of the Lord. So what big scientist, they don't know, this small girl, she knows that. And that is the perfection of one's life. One does not need to know many things. Ultimately, if someone knows about Krishna, engaging in devotional service of the Lord, that is the ultimate thing. Otherwise, many things one may know, but if it does not conclude in devotional service of the Lord, tapasvino dana para yashasvino manasvino mantra vidasumangala shemam na vindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shavase namo nama. One may be engaged in performing a lot of austerities, tapasya, but that has to culminate in performing devotional service, tapasvino. One may be doing a lot of charity, but ultimate charity is to preach Krishna consciousness. So like that, Shukdev Goswami explains that all these tapasya, dana, everything, ultimately it does not conclude in engaging in devotional service of the Lord. It is all ultimately shrama eva hi kevalam. So here also we see that prachetas, they have asked questions questions to Narada Muni, and from today's verse onwards, for 7-8 verses, Narada Muni is glorifying the process of devotional service. How devotional service is the thing that one has to perform. The same Narada Muni in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam also spoke about devotional service to Vyasadev, second canto also. Repeatedly we see Narada Muni, whenever he gets opportunity, he is speaking about the path of devotional service. How devotional service is much superior to the path of karma, jnana, yoga, everything. So that's how we see today in this verse, Narada Muni is speaking about the glories of devotional service to the prachetas. So at this point, we'll stop here. Already it's 5 minutes over time. Any comments or questions we can take? Otherwise, we can conclude. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.